Being afflicted in a forest fire. Eva, like Gangam, Ambha, with water from the Ganges. Elephants afflicted by a forest fire become very happy when they get water from the Ganges. Similarly, O my Lord, from whose navel grows a lotus flower, since you have now appeared before us, we have become transcendentally happy. By seeing your Lordship, whom we have desired to see for a very long time, we have achieved our ultimate goal in life. Purport. The devotees of the Lord are always very eager to see the Supreme Lord face to face, but they do not demand that the Lord come before them. For a pure devotee considers such a demand to be contrary to devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches this lesson in his Shikshashtaka. Adarshanam marmahatam kurotu va. The devotee is always eager to see the Lord face to face. But if he is brokenhearted because he cannot see the Lord, even life after life, he will never command the Lord to appear. This is a sign of pure devotion. Therefore, in this verse we find the word atichira ipsita artam, meaning that the devotee aspires for a long, long time to see the Lord. If the Lord, by his own pleasure, appears before the devotee feels extremely happy, as Dhruva Maharaj felt when he personally saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he had no desire to ask the Lord for any benediction. Indeed, simply by seeing the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj felt so satisfied that he did not want to ask the Lord for any benediction. Swamin kritartosmi param nayache. A pure devotee, whether able or unable to see the Lord, always engages in the Lord's devotional service, always hoping that at some time the Lord may be pleased to appear before him so that he can see the Lord face to face. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi, Radhe Brindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha kolpitarubhyascha kripa sindhobhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tam Tvam Vayam Nata Samujjihanam Saroja Nabhati Chirepsitartam Drishtva Gata Nirvritam Adya Sarve Gaja Devarta Iva Gangamam Pa. The demigods were very pleased that the Lord had now appeared before them. Nata, O Master. That's also there. Bhavantam evanu churan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadahame aikantika nityakinkara praharshayashyami sanata jivita. The devotee becomes praharsha, exceedingly happy to be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. Sanata. Sanata and anata. Anata means an orphan. And sanata means a person who has a father or a lord. A street dog has no master. So it's out there in the street, fighting with the other dogs, getting bitten, competing for scraps. But the dog who has a master is very happy, he's nicely taken care of, very pampered. Sanata. Well, the devotee who's engaged in the service of the Lord is in his constitutional position, and the living entity who's disconnected from the Lord, abhaktahinchar, he's miserable. So the demigods were very happy. They're all devotees of the Lord. But ipsita, they had the desire to see the Lord. The symptoms of the living entity are thinking, feeling, and willing, desiring. The diseased living entity is always filled with material desires. Aneka citta vibranta moha jala samavrata prasakta kama bhogeshu patanti narakeshu cha. The demons especially, they're full of material desires and full of material anxieties. But the devotees, Ekeha Guru Nandana, they have one desire, to be engaged in the service of Krishna. So the demigods, of course, the devotee naturally wants to be in the association of the Lord, to see the Lord. And Atichira, the demigods, for a long time had that desire. Atichira. And in the absence of the Lord, that time becomes extended. Time is subjectively experienced, stretchably. When you're having fun, time goes very quickly. And when you're waiting for a bus, time goes very slowly. So the demigods, in the absence of the Lord, felt that it was an extremely long time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, yugayatam nime shena. The time goes by so slowly that it seems like a moment is 12 years or a yuga. So the demigods were feeling the separation from the Lord, and also from a practical point of view, they were needy. They were in need of the association of the Lord to solve their problems in their fight with the demons. They needed the Lord's protection. So they had the that desire also. That's natural. A devotee doesn't look elsewhere for protection. He doesn't think, the materialist, atma sanyeshu, what is that? Deha pacha kalatradishu atma sanyeshu asatsvapi teshu pramatta nidhanam pashanapina pashati. He looks to his wife to save him. He looks to his children to save him. She looks toward her husband to save him. She looks toward atma sanya, my soldiers, my army, or my family members, or also my small army, sometimes big army. But the devotee thinks that who else can protect me but Krishna? So naturally the devotees are always looking toward the lotus feet of Krishna. The demigods, or Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surya. This is the definition of a demigod. He's always looking toward the lotus feet of Vishnu. He's not looking to the material energy, Durashaya Ye Bahirartamanina. He's not thinking that the material energy will protect me, or the material energy will solve my problems. He knows that only Krishna can solve my problems, only Krishna can protect me, and only Krishna is the ultimate goal of life, not to get some temporary satisfaction or temporary situation in the material world. So the demigods were hoping for the intervention of the Lord, and they were eager, when will the Lord intervene in this affair? When will the Lord come? And now the Lord appeared. So in that, when that anxiety was answered by the presence of the Lord, naturally they felt jubilant. The Lord has now appeared before us. Sarojanapa, that glorious Lord whose navel is just like a lotus, and from whose lotus navel grows the flower on which Lord Brahma takes his birth. That great person has now appeared before us. That ultimate person, that supreme person, that goal of our life has now appeared. Drishtva gata. Face to face, we're seeing him, not theoretically or philosophically, but actually. So nirvritam adya sarve, all of us are feeling transcendental happiness in the association of the Lord. Gaja davarta gangamampa. Dava arta, afflicted in a forest fire. Arta artarti jigyasu ganicha. The elephants, when there's a forest fire, are naturally in terror and in danger. Dava arta, so they're in great danger. But gangamampa, after being in the forest fire with the fires raging on all sides, if they reach the Ganges and throw themselves in, then they're feeling great happiness, satisfaction, relief, jubilation, that we're now, everything is all right, we're in the water. The fire can't touch us. Fire can't advance into the water. So we're protected, we're cool, we're happy, we're relieved of this great danger. So the demigods felt like that, that Krishna has appeared, the Lord has appeared to help us, and we're getting his personal darshan. From that point of view, when there's some difficulty, that's our good fortune, that Krishna appears to help us. So the demigods felt, now we've achieved the ultimate goal of life. Not just theoretically, but in their actual experience, they had that joyful experience of seeing the Lord after desiring to see him for a very long time. Well, maybe we'll stop here and see what questions there might be. Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada mentions Dhruva Maharaj in the purport. Now Dhruva Maharaj also felt great material need, and he went into the forest and everything, we know the story. And he did his bhajan, and then when he saw the Lord, he said, I don't want anything else. Well, what's the difference between him and the demigods? Because they still, they have the darshan, but they still maintain their material need and desire to be saved.
Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj is mahajan. He's singled out. There are so many suras. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapa Shanti Suraya. All the suras, all the demigods, are looking toward the lotus feet of Vishnu. But out of them, some are singled out. 12 are singled out as being notable, special, exemplary, extraordinary. So among the great persons, all the devotees are great. Ye bhaje shebala. But among them, the devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, they're singled out. They have not a pinch of material desire. The demigods, they were devotees, so they were feeling, yes, that Krishna's, it wasn't unconstitutional. It wasn't a separate desire. They wanted to be engaged in the service of the Lord, and naturally they wanted the Lord's protection. But a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, the Lord doesn't have to protect me materially. The body is a lost cause. Let it be finished. But let me be engaged in hearing. So that stage of exalted devotional service is appreciated more.
When devotee said that, we know from the history that great saints, they said that, let's Krishna take care of my life, let's Krishna take care of everything. I mean, does that mean that we engage Krishna in our service?
It means that our life is not separate from Krishna's service. We're not worried about our life. We're worried about our service. It's not that Krishna, if I have some problem, you have to come solve it so that I can be materially satisfied. But I want to serve you, that's all. That also is not possible without your help. So the pure devotee has no separate interest. Otherwise, the mixed devotee does have some interest. Oh Krishna, I'm your servant. Please help me out and do something for me. I've got a family problem. I've got a health problem. I've got a money problem. I've got a this problem or that problem. Even that is appreciated, that he's going to Krishna for solving that problem. But the more advanced devotee thinks that, what problem? That's already worked out by the material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Everything is already arranged by nature's way. So why do I have to worry about that? Let me just worry about being engaged in Krishna's service. That's more advanced. We may not jump to that platform at once, but that's the perfection to be aspired for.
They're almost associates of Krishna, so they go to him or they're waiting for him to appear.
See that microphone?
Sorry, I'm sorry. So, but why, if they're in difficulty, they approach Krishna, so why should we bother Krishna with our difficulties? And let's say we do bother, then why should Krishna be bothered with our nonsense?
One thing is, that's the first thing. A devotee may think, why should Krishna be bothered with my nonsense? Let me take care of the nonsense, or let material nature take care of the nonsense, or let the nonsense go its own way. Why should I bother Krishna for these petty things? Why should I bother Krishna for these petty things? Oh Krishna, I've got a financial problem. Oh Krishna, thank you. Oh God, thank you for solving my problem. Now I have a family problem. Oh Lord, thank you for solving my family problem. Now I have a relationship problem with somebody else. Oh Lord, now I have a this, now I have a that. Now I have a toothache. Oh God, oh this. Please. Why should God waste his time with this nonsense? So the devotee may think like that. And anyway, Krishna's arrangement, tamasta diksha svabharata, let me tolerate, that's all. Or a devotee just spontaneously depends on Krishna. He just depends on Krishna. Just as the child depends on the mother, the devotee spontaneously thinks that, oh Krishna, oh Krishna. And because the devotee is dependent, the Lord is reciprocal. He doesn't have to see to it, but out of love. If the devotee is more concerned about his own interests, the Lord is less concerned. But the more the devotee is simply dependent on Krishna, the more Krishna feels, this devotee is completely dependent on me. Yes. Could you pass that microphone?
Yes, we're not supposed to approach Krishna directly. We have to approach the spiritual master. I'm not coming from an Indian background, but I am coming from Catholicism. We do worship the saints and the Virgin and all that. But what I read on the Vedic scriptures is that actually, the demigods, I mean, we've learned from Prabhupada that we don't approach the demigods in that sense. We actually approach. But what I just recently read that confirmed what Prabhupada says, not that I doubted before, but it's when the demigods don't perform the duties properly, they can be replaced.
Everyone's replaceable. Especially in this economy.
So yes. I don't want to pray to the demigods. I want to go to Krishna. Because you never know if the demigods are doing really their duty, you know? And then in the other hand, we know that Lord Shiva is so easy to please, but so easy to displease too. So there are so many dangers to actually go to the demigods.
Yeah, therefore our demigod worship is not our usual policy. Sometimes. Actually, the demigods are not so easily replaceable either. They're hard to find. A good demigod is hard to find. One who's performed perfectly pious activities for 100 births becomes eligible to accept the post of Brahma. So it's hard to find. Good help is hard to find. So those great devotees are not so easily replaced. So we may sometimes pray to such demigods to be engaged in the service of Krishna, just as the gopis were sometimes praying to Katyayani, Rukmini was sometimes praying to Lord Shiva and Parvati to be engaged in the service of. Of course, those Durga, Parvati, Lord Shiva, these are permanent energies of the Lord. They're never replaced. So they're not ordinary Jiva souls. So sometimes the devotee prays to the demigods also, please engage me. Dhruva Maharaj also, he got a benediction from Kubera. Kubera is the treasurer of the demigods, so he can offer a lot, big benedictions. So he was pleased with Dhruva Maharaj. He offered a benediction, whatever you like. And Dhruva Maharaj prayed, sir, if you are pleased with me, then kindly give me your blessing that I can always be engaged in the service of Krishna. So from that point of view, the devotee, after all, any superior, actually that's culture. The materialistic person thinks, the hell with the world, I'll do it by my own power. Positive thinking, personal dedication. But the cultured person thinks that I need the blessings of others, especially superiors, the teacher, the parents, the senior persons. Yudhisthira Maharaj, before undertaking, Yudhisthira, Arjuna, Pandavas, before undertaking the battle of Kurukshetra, they sought the blessings of their superiors, Bhishma Dev, Dronacharya. And now we have to fight against you. Please give us your blessings. And Duryodhana, let's get started. No blessings required. Even his mother wouldn't give him blessings. You won't give me blessings? All right. I'll just go out and fight. So the cultured person or the pure devotee always feels in need of the blessings of superior persons. So the demigods, the spiritual master, the advanced devotees. Of course, pure devotee thinks that everyone else is advanced. Only I'm not advanced. But finally, his goal is Krishna. He's not approaching the demigod. If you give me some money, then I can do some devotional service. If you give me good health, then I can do some devotional service. If you give me a nice wife, then I can do some devotional service. He's just, if he prays to the demigods at all, he's just praying, please let me be engaged in the service of Krishna. Is that okay? All right, yes.
Going to Swami, Viraragavacharya commentary on it. I thought it might be might be applicable to this. Dhruva Maharaja's position, he emphasized that he had a four quality. Thus, he is Vira Bhakta. Amongst the devotees, he is a very Vira, what do you call?
Chivalrous, powerful.
Yes. He says the number one was when Narad Muni came to test his determination, he would not give up. So he was. This was number one. Number two was when the Jamaraj came and approached him that I'm also servant of Krishna and I recognize your position that you have obtained the lotus feet of my Ishtadev. So, but at the same time I have also duty. My duty is that all the soul that taken the material body, they have to drop their body here. So would you mind of leaving your body and then leave? Go, because the way the plane was to take him was little bit lifted and Jamaraj was in between and he was there. So he said, okay, wait, Then he stepped over his head and entered into the plane. So he said, no devotee ever did that. This was a very powerful, just to prove that devotees are so powerful. So then he was glorifying that the body also, he wanted to prove the Swachidananda body. When somebody surrendered completely, Krishna kore atmasama. It is equal position of Shuddha Shatra so that Krishna can be served. So he proved that also third. And the fourth one that Kubera you have mentioned. He said four things proved that he is a Vira Bhakta.
Mm.
But if you allow me, Maharaj, this Prabhupada gave a purport I thought very, very interesting this morning. I read it. Every day morning I just read whatever the purport is. Adarshan marma mahatam karutuva, Prabhupada put it. So I thought maybe two views can be perceived in that purport. This is just my view. One is that, because that sloka is spoken by Srimati Radhika, Srimati Radharani, what Mahaprabhu experienced in his Shikshastaka, he commented this. So then there was a proposal came to Srimati Radharani that when Krishna left in Dwarka, that why not we bring him back, because you want to serve him and he's it appears like he's abandoning your proposal and he's not coming. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita there's a one sloka, Nagoni apano dukkha tare sabe banchi taro sukho tar sukho amaro tatparjo. Mure judi diya dukkha taro hoy mahasukho sei dukkha moro tatparjo. So Srimati Radhika replied that I'm not counting my, Srila Prabhupada translated very sweetly, that I'm not counting my pleasure in the loving service to my Lord. But if that pleasure of His pleasure is increasing 100 times and more, He's very happy by giving me the separation pain, then I rather stay, I rather keep Him where He is being happy, so happy, and rather my suffering in separation will be the biggest pleasure for myself. So in that case it was like extremely happiness of devotees that at any cost, at any time, how to please Krishna at the highest degree at all time, that was exhibited. But at the same time I see, Maharaj, that Annavilasita Sunnam verse, that Sita, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that Srila Rupa Goswami put so perfectly that so long we are in this material world, that Anna Avilas has to be endowed with Sita, that when we desperately need help, to like he gave example of Draupadi with Durvasa. When Durvasa came and a big challenge with 10,000 disciples, then she, her cooking pot, everything washed out, all this. So that time she prayed. And Yudhishthira Maharaj put that point, that you already proved it before with your clothes, sari, that you can pray. So in emergency we can pray for the pleasure of Krishna, for our own need, even though it appears like it's our own needs. So that's why he added Sita, Annavila Sita, instead of Annavila.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada ki jai.